On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross country team will head to the NSIC championships in Moorhead. Taylor Sontbein with us. He finished second in the team last week in Jamestown. When you're gearing up for the biggest meet of the year, what's the race right before that like? What do you need to accomplish?
I'm really a sprinter, and last year showed that I really wasn't a cross-country runner, so this year's like a whole new aspect. But I think that you just have to go into the meet like mentally prepared and just know that at the end you're not going to die. It'll be okay.
Well, as long as you bring it up, running is not my thing. Running with things in front of you that you have to jump over really isn't my thing. What got you into hurdles?
I don't know. Just like I started 10th grade in high school, and I just told my mom that I wanted to do track, and hurdles just, for some odd reason, sparked my interest, so I just tried it.
Other than obviously staying in shape and hanging out with your friends on the team, what else can a sprinter get out of cross country?
Well, I also, last year, I did the multis, the heptathlon, so I took out of cross country for my 800, so the endurance for doing all those 7 different events for outdoor for the heptathlon, sure, my cross country definitely helped.
I understand that Coach Hogan just kind of threw you into the multis last year and you weren't quite so sure about it and you kind of fell in love with it. Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I had so many different events that I could do. Instead of just sticking to one event, I just kept having to do different ones, and it just kept my momentum going, just knowing that like I did good on this event, but then I know I have to look forward to another event. Or if I did poorly on that event, then I can make it up with the next event coming up.
On to cross country. Kirsten Maris has pretty much led you guys in every single race that there is. What's it like training with her and watching her compete?
She definitely is an athlete when it comes to cross country. She just goes out there and works hard. I know definitely in practice I try to stay with her or somewhat close to her, and I always just tell myself that she can't get that much ahead of me in practice. But when it comes to the meet, she just goes into like a different mind, and she cruises.
In your mind, what are her odds of faring well this weekend?
I think if she really puts herself out there and mentally prepares herself and like does this week's practice well and how she's supposed to and keeps her body in control, then she'll go out there with a bang. So
weather is obviously much cooler this week than it even was last week. How does that change not only physically what you guys have to endure, but also as the ground starts to get a little hard, what's that like?
Well, when the weather gets cold, you just have to make sure that you continue warming up. So you have to warm up even like more than you would if it was hot, because if it's hot you don't want to overheat. So we'll just have to keep ourselves, our bodies warmed up and just not think of the cold. So
is it hard on the feet, hard on the ankles and the knees when the ground starts getting hard?
A little bit, but you just can't really think of that.
What else is there to think about when you're running around for 6K?
Basically I sing songs, because if I don't sing a song, then I'll just think how I'm really tired, so I just sing.
All right. Never thought I'd ask this. What's the favorite song to sing when you're running a race?
Party Rock Anthem. I sing it every time. Me and Michelle. I'll go up to Michelle and I'll just say Party Rock, and then she'll get stuck in her head, and then that's how we get through the race.
Enjoy it and good luck this week.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.